Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, December 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More signs of continued strength in the jobs market. The Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy last month, and unemployment held steady at 3.7%. Workers are taking home more on their paychecks as the competition for employees remains strong. Average hourly earnings grew 5.1% in November compared to a year earlier. But the expectation that increased wages could keep inflation at high levels sent U.S. stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrials were down about 200 points or about 0.5% in morning trading. The S&P 500 was down 0.8%, and the NASDAQ was about 1.1% lower. And Moscow has rejected President Biden's conditions for negotiations over Ukraine with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Yesterday, Biden said he was open to talks with Putin, but only if the Russian leader demonstrated willingness to end the fighting. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow isn't prepared to enter talks under those conditions and demanded that the U.S. accept that Russia keeps the Ukrainian territories it has occupied. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.